Hello, this is Ken, your podcast preacher. Welcome back to my podcast, Deep Waters. This podcast is brought to you by Applied Strengths Ministry, where we believe working together on our strengths is the effect of working out the will and calling of God in and through our lives. The title of this message is 40-40 Vision. I'm encouraged to know that many of you have been more than filling your heads with information, but that you are doing the Word, healing the sick, raising the dead, setting the captives free by casting out demons. This is how we first serve the kingdom of God, how we allow God to continue to add to the church daily those who are being saved, in order that we make disciples at last, in order that even we are disciples, so that we can equip the saints for the work of ministry. Yep, it is a bride making herself ready, and I appreciate your responding to this ministry with such zeal and a heart to know God at a deeper level, and out of that knowledge, to obey Him in all things. So what, does this vision come by way of a new set of fancy pants glasses, Ken? Nope. But you will see that by the time we are through with this one, that you will agree it makes sense to call it none other than 40-40 Vision. Now I've got to excuse myself and read the book of John, and any associated scriptures that will shine a light on this reading chart. I will be back in a minute. Okay, so I'm back. And wait until you see, well, hear, what I found in that great treasure book called The Very Breath of God. Well, okay, so but it doesn't really actually say that. I more or less made that up. Let's get going before I make some more stuff up. The next field of scriptures are from the book of John. And I really only went so deep. I did not cover the entire book, nor did I go scripture hopping for more support than what I really needed. Okay, so but I did add way more than I needed. But I did so to prove without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus only did what he heard and saw his Father doing and saying, and why this is important for our relationship with him. I asked a question in another message, which asked, if you are doing ministry and you cannot see what God's instructions are to you, and you cannot hear him, how are you assured you too, like Jesus, only did what he saw and heard the Father doing? I mean, I know we have the Holy Spirit and the Word, that is the Bible, but if we cannot hear nor see what he is doing, would these two other things supersede the necessity? Nope. But, and I will leave it open, just a crack, which is that if, for example, when he states to preach the gospel to every creature, we can move in that direction. And but it's easier to do so as you walk step in step with him. Look, John 17:24, Father, I desire that they, also whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. So let us be where he is, so that we can be effectively in his will. John 5:20, for the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Okay, so if you thought you knew everything about God, perhaps this scripture is more or less distinguishing the difference between us earthlings and those who are living in eternity, that is, outside of time. The Father is working, that is, does work, to show Jesus what work to do while he was, and is, in and through us, working on earth. Yes, Jesus watched his dad do something, for example, raise the dead, and then Jesus himself did that, not adding one thing to it, nor taking one thing from it, nor taking any credit for it. So what an example of how to walk out our own lives while living on this rock, right? We have VHS video in heaven showing us what we must do in our ministries and churches, in our communities and workplaces, no matter where we are. That is where we are at. And if and when we are in step with the Lord, surely we will be standing on his footprints. And in that place, we have something to do. Yes, otherwise, we would just be standing around on Jesus' footprints. But God wouldn't just have us stand on his footprints, right? There is always the doing which follows our faith, and the anointing to be able to pull on his hem and hear him say, virtue is gone out of me. Who is doing my will on earth? Is it you? John 3:11. Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. So, okay, yes, these are placed in here to demonstrate that hearing and seeing What God is doing is a must for our will to be lined up with His will, which is primary. But there are also some hidden Easter eggs. There are three we statements and one our statement that is deitized in this scripture. Deitized simply means that they are capitalized. Who are the we's and the ours? It's the same thing in Genesis 1:26-27, when God stated in part, "Let us make man in our image." No doubt. But so that we don't get in over our heads, let's take note of the fact that they see, well, have seen, so they too have the witness of seeing and hearing. John 3:32. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies. And no one receives his testimony. How misunderstood was he? So but here again, John is stating that Jesus had seen and heard. And what he saw and heard, it was that became or was his testimony. It sounds robotic unless we get that Jesus was also God. John 3:34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure. Jesus was in the beginning the Word of God, and was God, and remained God, and even now still is God, and in that day was speaking the very words of God. And unless he was God, he by no means would have been able to have memorized the entire Word of God, so that he, when he spoke, would be without error. But this happened in that he spoke flawlessly because it was he himself that was and is the Word of God. You might want to listen back to that one. There's a lot of stuff in that. John 5:19-21. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will." What is so profound is that Jesus, the Son of God, Son of Man, who, for a short time, lived on earth in time, stated that he himself could not do but whatever he saw the Father doing, who dwelt outside of time. We should practice this very same thing, for the things added or taken away can cause another to stumble, and we may be held accountable for that trip-up. John 5:30. I can, of myself, do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. In this we see that Jesus had to seek the will of the Father. It wasn't cut and dried for him because of his position on the throne. In our daily walk, we must seek out the will of the Father, so we don't default to what we know so well, which is our own will. The fuel to that error will be pride. John 8:26. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. Can you hear me? Are you listening? Is anyone listening? Yes, this is getting redundant, but it is so because repetition embeds these scriptures in the marrow of our bones, along with the help of the Holy Spirit. John 8:29. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him. Okay, so just again, when you think or say, okay, now I understand God and the God things that are going on, Jesus drops a new thing in our laps. Now they are together on earth and in heaven at the same time. I have spoken of this on many occasions, so I will leave it to you to figure out how this is possible, and why it is true for us as well, in that we are here and we are now seated in Christ. Ephesians 4:4-7. John 8:38. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father. You cannot argue with a person who says that they only do what they see God do, if you in fact are not able to also say that without lying. In this famous scripture scene, we know, as you should read it back sometime, that it was here that Jesus informed the unruly Pharisees and those like him that they had a daddy who was different than our daddy. John 8:40. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. What state of mind must a human default to when, after hearing Jesus say that he is communicating with God, that we would think it best to murder him, and to do so without the thought that it may be a bad idea to kill someone who can talk with God, and even a worse idea to potentially kill someone who claimed that he was the Son of God. Okay, so this is just one of those dividing lines. Yes, you do not have to ask anyone if you were saved. Nope. Just see if you can hear God. Yep, read his Bible and see if you can hear any God chatter. John 9:31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. See the condition? Worshiper of God, the one and only God. John 12:28-30. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. What I like about this example is that others can hear the voice of God, but due to their position in and to God, they hear thunder, same as those who were walking with Saul on the road to Damascus. Now I always try to see if I can hear his voice when thunder comes our way, because I believe God talks in thunder. John 12:49-50. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Maybe nothing, but it is interesting that Jesus says what I should say and speak. I wonder why he used both of those words instead of just one. Okay, so I should decom it to prove that I am truly a student of God. Well, to be honest, I didn't want to. But now that I am sharing my thoughts about it, I feel compelled to hunt the Easter egg down. To say, to utter or pronounce, speak, what did you say? I said hello. To express in words, state, declare, or word. Say it clearly and simply. It is hard to know how to say this tactfully. To state as an opinion or judgment. I say her plan is a better one. Now the definition of speak. To utter words or articulate sound with the ordinary voice. Talk. He was too ill to speak. To communicate vocally. Mention. To speak to a person about various matters. The verb is spoke, spake, spoken, spoke, speaking. To utter vocally and articulately, to speak words of praise. To express or make known with the voice, to speak the truth. To intercede for or recommend, speak in behalf of. To express or articulate the views of, to represent. To choose or prefer, have reserved for oneself. Speak out, to express one's opinion openly and unreservedly. He was not afraid to speak out when it was something he believed in strongly. Well, speaking wins for a more verbose definition, but I'm not sure it satisfactorily distinguishes itself from the word saying. We move on. John 15:15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Now this is saying more than what we may have caught in our initial readings. Perhaps you caught it, but for peeps like me, we join together in a communal revelation. You see what John stated here? First, they know, as we should also, what our master is doing, so we can reproduce it verbatim. But wait, there's another mystery. He told them all things that he himself heard from God. Okay, so he really said that he made them known to them. No point splitting hairs, but it explains why John stated in both. Well, let's look. John 20:30-31. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. You see, this states in the presence of his disciples, and but that these are not documented in the Bible. Look again. John 21:25. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Don't shut down the scanners. We have some more books that were hidden in heaven. Apparently, they didn't fit in any of our libraries. That's a lot more stuff we do not know. Do you get hypercritical when someone shares about a God experience they had? But it's just a little different than a similar story in the Bible. No, the religious do not know of these two scriptures. John 14:24, He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine but the Father's who sent me. So when we did the cup and string exercise in kindergarten, or the tell the person next to you this statement or line in their ear, and then have them do the same thing to the person standing next to them, by the time the story made the waxy ear rounds, it was not the same story. So now you see why God probably chuckled when he said this. Okay, so I will tell you, Jesus, what to do. And then you can tell them what to do. And to help them out, we will even write these things down so that they have a resource to refer back to in the event they forget. Okay, sounds like a great plan, Dad. But, what if they don't read the resource? Then I will speak to them in thunder. John 15:14. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Want to be a friend of God, of Jesus? Do what he did, the way, more or less, the way he did it. We have some Bibles with pictures in them, but I'm not sure that those pictures are accurate. So we'll just have to see what the Father is, right now, working on, so we, like Jesus did, can do what we see the Father doing. This is why it's more than just a religion. It's a relationship with God. You have to spend time with him to kind of know what he's doing. How are you going to do whatever he commands if you cannot hear him? I will just do what the Bible says, Ken, and then it will be good, right? Yes and no. You will need to get the revelation of the Bible for a portion of your ministry in life. Yes, love one another is clear enough, but Jesus heard from God and saw what he was doing and showing him, so that he, that is Jesus, would know what to say and how to minister to us down here. I'm not talking about those times when Jesus perceived what was in their hearts. I'm talking about Jesus knowing all about the life of the woman at the well. It wasn't, or would, not have been written in the Bible. And would such a book exist? It would extend way beyond the moon. Nope. God gives you revelation, dreams, and visions. And yes, they should line up with the Word of God. But they do not have to be included in the Word of God. So there you go. Way deeper than I wanted to go, but so, by now, we should be getting used to it, right? So before I go into the next scripture, I want to be clear. Jesus told the woman at the well everything that the Father God showed Jesus. He saw it before he got to the well so that when she showed up, he knew exactly what to say and how to draw her in. God the Father showed Jesus her past and revealed it to him in a vision. And then Jesus just simply spoke what the Father showed him. He didn't add anything to it, didn't take anything away from it. And he was very effective. He won many in that town. John 5:37, And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. He's talking about the unbeliever. More specifically, I believe he was talking to the Pharisees. Jesus and the Father were so precisely in line with one another that Jesus could say that it was his Father who was testifying of Jesus. Oh, the one God stuff is everywhere in his word. In this last section, we see that Jesus had accused the religious leaders. Many in today's denominational/non-denominational act or believe in the same manner. That is, they could not hear or see God. Jesus' response to that spirit is the same today. You have not heard his voice or seen him at any time. But if you are called, are the elect, are the predestined, then keep checking the door until you hear the knock of the Lord. Yes, this has been a message entitled with the vision or seeing only title, so that one could think or ask, why are we also talking about hearing God as well as seeing him? But many times in William Branham's ministry as well as Jesus, they got visions that required, for example, a time for release. The book of Daniel shows this, as many of the visions that God showed him were not even going to happen in his lifetime. The prophet Ezekiel, the same. I guess it is also true with the more obvious book of John, which is where I'm pulling most of my examples from. Jesus had a vision of the woman at the well before he even got to the well, and sending his disciples away was a way for him to talk to her so that she would feel free to share, so to speak. As soon as he dropped her marriage history on her, she started to move in the correct direction so that Jesus could send his message home to her. John 4:5-42. Let's take a listen to another example. John 6:45-46. It is written in the prophets, "And they shall all be taught by God. Therefore everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father." No, but wait. Jesus was born down here. How could he state that he has seen the Father? So before I answer that with the scripture again, let's take note that Jesus stated that some had heard from the Father. See it? It is a language of ministry and of the power of your walk. John 13:3. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Yeah, did he say that he was in heaven? No, like right now? Now, I know he is right now, but back then, he was on earth. And how does he know that he came down from heaven? He was born from an earthly woman named Mary. Did his word memory stay with him as he transitioned from spirit to flesh? Oh, how we can go on a different road, but I want to get back to the value of hearing and seeing God. Want another? Okay, let's listen to John again. John 8:16. And yet, if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. I cannot add anything to explain this except that which I have already revealed, which is that he is in both places at the same time, same as we are. We are, after all, now seated in Christ, huh? No, but so back to this warning or debate that Jesus was having with those who could not see or hear God. I would venture to say that if you end up in the same situation as Jesus did, and did quite often, as the devil is persistent, it will be that your debate is taking place with someone who cannot also see or hear God. Christian brother to Christian brother, there should be no question as to if God can be seen and or heard from, seen by ways of vision. This is why we should not engage in these discussions. When a fool and a wise man get into a dispute, who can tell them apart? Note that Jesus won the woman first, then many in the city. Many of us today would have been inclined to go to the city first, as there were more people to preach to. But God knew the woman was the key to the city. No man would have known that, not even Jesus. Get 40-40 vision by going after your Christianity as if it was the only thing that mattered, because I tell you the truth, it is. We are in the last minutes, if not seconds, if I'm using the clock of heaven standard. We don't have much time left. When God gives us the ingredients to know if someone is true or false, we ought to apply those ingredients to ourselves first. No point preaching the gospel if we ourselves are disqualified. Seek to hear, to see, to know, and obey God more than the air that you breathe, if that were even possible. This world is going away. It's going to be a very different place in a very short amount of time. And each person listening to this podcast knows this truth. Deep in your spirit. Humanity cannot stop what God has destined. We get an earthly do-over because of what Jesus did, but only if we have the vision and hearing to believe it. Well, that's it for today. Remember, it's not what you find wrong or disagree with regarding these messages, but what you can take away from it. Together we can do more to impact the kingdom than if we work alone. Let's flip the script and kill, steal, and destroy the works of the enemy, and create space for the light of life to shine through into people's lives. Plant a seed and click on the like and subscribe button. Let's build this ministry together. Thanks and see you next time in Deep Waters.